5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Hey, I got some good news here. You know Steve Neal, right? Steve is a retired captain out of the Chesterfield County Police. He wrote Toxic Boss Blues. And then there was a second edition of Toxic Boss Blues. He's got a new book out. Well, let me rephrase it. He has a new book coming out. And I don't want to steal anything here except that it's coming out soon. And, Germ, I just sent you all the contact information. I want to make sure that we get Steve on when the book is officially released. Because it's going to be a great book. In fact, the book starts to get great right in the introduction. How do I know that? I wrote the introduction. I am excited about it. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say the name of it. So I'm not going to say anything except that brand new book from Steve Neal will be out in a matter of a couple of weeks, I think. And we will have him on the very first opportunity to chat about it. Who's going to be the sheriff in the city of Richmond? I don't know. Got what, 2 hours left to vote if you're in the city? You still have time to go to WRVA.com, listen to my in-depth conversation with both the incumbent sheriff and her challenger, Antoinette Irving and William Burnett. A lot of the feedback said, I cannot believe that she is the sheriff anywhere. What an embarrassment. All right. Other folks said she just tried to duck and hide and obfuscate. Okay. I just put it out there to you. You know what was really nice, I thought? Number of people who said you were very, very fair with her. I thought I was very fair with her. I've said it from the very beginning. Despite what some people say, oh, you just don't like her. I don't dislike her at all. I've interacted with her on a personal basis in person twice in my life. And they were both very pleasant interactions. I just don't think she's doing a very good job as the sheriff. That means she wouldn't do a good job somewhere else doing something else. I just don't think that's the job for her. That's it. And I do believe that William Burnett is a better option. And if I lived in the city, that's how I would vote. That's it. Take it for what it's worth. Vote that way. Don't vote that way. Be angry with me. Be happy with me. I don't care. I don't. I am past the point where I lose a lot of sleep over how people, well, I just don't like that. Well, it's life, kids. It's the way it goes. CNN is upset with President Trump. I know. Color you shocked. But I want you to take a listen to it because it's another reminder why nobody anywhere on planet Earth should ever give a single solitary shred of credibility to outlets like CNN or MSNBC. Take a listen to cut number one, please.
Kristen, the celebration notably falls on the president's 79th birthday. He said earlier that he anticipated getting some heat for that. How is the White House framing the two coinciding days?
I mean, just that, Boris. It is coinciding. They have pushed back on me on every which way that this is a celebration because they have said that they understand how that this looks. I mean, I had one source telling me, hey, Macron was never called a dictator for having a parade. Well, of course, that parade in France was not on Macron's birthday, which is what we've heard some of the pushback back from the critics of Donald Trump saying that he wanted this kind of big, spectacular parade. But again, this still is the 250th birthday. We know that there was a plan in place to celebrate the army, whether it was this kind of spectacle. No, that is not what it was. But they say this was already happening anyway. It happens to fall on the president's 79th birthday.
So they are trying to make, because this is how desperate these bottom feeding slugs are. Well, I just can't believe, you know, it's they moved his birthday, Jeff, to be part of this. That's what it was. Hey, how much advanced planning do you think it took to have the 250th 250th anniversary, 250th birthday of the U.S. Army fall on the same day as the 79th birthday for President Trump. And, you ready for this? The 11th wedding anniversary for Vice President J.D. Vance. God, those sneaky Republicans. How are they able to do this? Time travel, Jeff. Time travel. No, it's out there, man. You just get yourself a TARDIS, and all of a sudden, you are exploring time and relative dimensions in space, and you can do that sort of stuff. So all you need to do is you go back 251 years, you orchestrate the creation of the United States Army, and then you fast forward to present day, where it's also President Trump's birth and Vice President Vance's wedding anniversary, and there you go. I mean, really, cats, just how clear could it be? They are pathetic. Good Lord. I don't think it's possible to hate them enough. I don't. And I thought I was at the outer limits, like the very outer bands of contempt for him. And I'm thinking, no, I might be able to reach deep down and pull up another healthy helping of hatred for him, another dollop of dismay. You want to hear President Trump saying something interesting? Of course you do. Cut number three.
What specifically is better than a ceasefire? What are you looking for here?
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end.
So something that will be permanent.
Yeah. Or giving up entirely. Is that okay too?
Are you closer? Are you possible? Is that possible in the next 24 hours?
Why not? Certainly possible. Give up. That's possible, yeah.
All right, so total surrender. That's what we're looking for. I agree with him. I think that would be the greatest possible result. Greatest possible result. The best outcome is a complete and total surrender, an unconditional surrender at this point on the part of the lunatics in Iran. President Trump gave him 60 days. You remember that. And how many years have these folks been playing games, the Iranian leadership? It started under Obama, just so we're all very clear. This all grows from 8 years of Barack Obama engaging in around-the-world apology tours, sucking up to fascists around the world and saying, gosh, we're really sorry that we've done well in the United States. We deserve to be punished. That's what he did. He was a terrible, terrible president. Gets a 4-year break. President Trump comes in there. Kind of puts the brakes on stuff. No, we're not doing that anymore. Then he gets 4 years, the so-called supreme leader in Iran. He gets 4 years of Barack Obama version 2.0 with Joe Biden. Biden does every damn thing that the guy wants. How many billions of dollars? Well, let me retract that. Because I don't know that it was Biden who was actually doing anything. I don't think Biden was capable of doing much more than maybe consuming his ice cream cone at the end of the day, asking for the Murder, She Wrote marathon to please be placed on the radio thing over there, that, you know, the phonograph that has the pictures. Yeah, put that on, please. But other than that, I don't know that he was calling any shots. But the lunatics in Iran were perfectly happy. Billions of dollars they got as a result of a Joe Biden's auto pen. And then Donald Trump comes back in and says, hey, boys, just so we're clear, 60 days. Not a lot of hooting or hollering, huffing, just you got 60 days. And if you want to do it, we'll meet you in Oman. It'll be great. We'll have it catered. But 60 days. Didn't happen. Day 61, Bibi says, let her rip, baby. And it's off to the races. President Trump has made very clear now, oh, we're absolutely on Israel's side. Not that there was ever any doubt. But Israel, via the prime minister, said, we are now in total control of the airspace over Iran. Think of that for a second. President Trump today said, we are in total control of the airspace. That's fine. You know, all I need to know is that the Iranians are no longer in control of the Iranian airspace. I'm good. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 520, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. We are up to 89 degrees. Hey, temperature's supposed to go down the later we get in the day, but there we are, 89 as we speak. Coming up in a couple of days, I'm just telling you, we're going to be talking about close to 100 degrees for a good solid week. That's how it reads right now. You know, it's always interesting to me, or maybe you don't know how interesting it is to me. I look at emails, Facebook messages, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And what is always puzzling to me, but entertaining in a twisted way, is how people hear what they want to hear. So let me give you an example. This just came in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It comes from area code 304, which is West Virginia. And 304 texts 20 minutes ago, "Nice to finally hear Katz admit he has hate in his heart for half of the country." Well, you'll pardon me for a second, 304. I would get a tissue to dab the tears coming out of my eyes, but I shan't, for many reasons, not the least of which is that's not even close to what I said. I was talking about, and anybody who was actually paying attention, wanted to pay attention, was interested in what I was saying, as opposed to just prepping themselves to send some sort of crazy text. I think this goes in the crazy text pile. Would know that I was talking about the legacy news media folks over there at CNN and MSNBC. Not half the country. Not even close to half the country. I don't know that you break a couple of thousand out of the millions and millions that we have. But listen, I appreciate the effort. I do. When we used to have better quality hate communication, I was able to, number one, have it sponsored, which is always a good thing, and number two, share it with everybody because it was really entertaining. But now that it's just kind of sort of only the hate texts, are we limited in the character count? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we need to expand it so that people can write crazier hate messages. Because right now they're just, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling the contempt. I'm feeling stupidity on some of them. I'm definitely getting a sense of desperation on some, but I don't know. There's not a lot of good, solid. Yeah. Well, maybe this will spur it. Germ, would you do me a favor? Play President Trump cut number three one more time, please.
What specifically is better than a ceasefire? What are you looking for here?
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end.
So something that would be permanent.
Giving up entirely. Is that okay too?
Are you close there? Are you possible? Is that possible in the next 24?
Why not? Certainly possible. Complete give up. That's possible, yeah.
All right. Well, a complete give up. I think I mean complete surrender, but I don't care what the actual term is that is going to be used. But yeah, complete surrender on the part of the lunatics who have destroyed Iran. Oh, they've destroyed so much of Iran. And they've abused the Iranian people. It's terrible. Bob from Lenexa says, "Hey, Jeff, I have contempt for West Virginia. Does that count?" It doesn't have to be all of West Virginia, just whoever it was who sent that lame sort of text. Joanne in Hanover says, "Jeff, you are hysterical." Thank you, Joanne. I feel the same about you. Dr. Keith Ablow, America's psychiatrist, joins us at 5:35. Just how crazy are the leaders in Iran? We'll get an appraisal. 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is absolutely laugh out loud funny to listen to that goofball, Alex Padilla from California. He's a dramacrat. He's not a Democrat. He's a dramacrat. Everything you just heard him say is a lie. Really, every single thing that he just said that was in that report from whoever that reporter was reporting, everything, not just a little bit, not just some of it, everything that he said was a lie. Their whole MO at this point, I mean, Maxine Waters actually said out loud the other day, don't believe what you're seeing, don't believe what you're watching. Oh, okay, my bad. It's mostly peaceful. Everything is mostly peaceful. It's all mostly peaceful. Iran, right about now, apparently is mostly peaceful. And it's going to be even more peaceful thanks to Israel. And I would dare say thanks to President Trump. This is a seismic change opportunity to get rid of that Islamic Republic. 46 years it's been in power. And it has done nothing but abuse its own people. It's a death cult. Remember that, a death cult. What is the stated goal of the supreme leader? What's the stated goal of these other folks who have held positions of leadership? It is to bring about the apocalypse by destroying first the small Satan and then the big Satan, that's Israel in the United States, so as to bring back the Mahdi. That's what it is. If nothing else, at least they've been honest about that. They've been very straightforward on that. That's what their plan is. That's what they want to do. We in the United States do not find ourselves that deeply enamored of faith that we can even begin to understand their devotion to that cause. It is a death cult. I don't know about you, but if I am serving anywhere in any part of the Iranian leadership, I am not taking a promotion. No, I'm just no, because Israel is just picking off the leaders one by one by one. There, you don't even need to know their names at this point, because they're not going to be in place all that long. And the so-called supreme leader, President Trump, the king of the trolling, said, we know where you are. We're not going to kill you. Right now. Ooh, I love that. Dr. Keith Ablo joins us. The good doctor joins us every other Tuesday. We talk about a whole bunch of stuff. And I want to get his sense of the mindset for the deranged, demented people who, I guess, continue to lead Iran, but hopefully not for much longer. Keith, welcome, my friend.
Hey, Jeff. Good to be here.
It's great to have you, sir. Now, I want you to do a little insightful reporting. The leadership in Iran for, 46 years now, has been devoted to bringing about the end of the world. It's an attitude that, for the most part, we in the United States, most people in the West, can't even fathom or understand, but that is their driving force. What goes into a mindset like that?
Well, absolute belief that the world would be better off destroyed if there are going to be Jews and Israelis in it, that America is the same as Satan or the devil.
Yep.
And sometimes these things seem so outlandish that it feels as though you're reading a psychological thriller. I've written some, so I know when people read them, they're like, yeah, one of the reasons I read these is it can't be happening next door to me. Right. Even though, of course, it can, and it is in the case of Iran. But there's a suspension of disbelief that occurs that's necessary. You got to shake yourself out of disbelief and believe them. It's like looking at a cancer cell under a microscope and saying, well, I don't know. I mean, really? Like, it invades? other cells that are healthy? Is this what you're telling me? It's hard to believe. Mm. Well, you believe it when you see the MRI and, God forbid, you ever fight it yourself. We're fighting a cancer. The cancer knows no boundaries. The cancer hates healthy cells, absolutely detests them. Right. And to have that kind of a culture armed with a nuclear weapon is absolutely untenable. It cannot happen. It's as though you were to say, well, let's just pour sugar into the body that has cancer. Let's give it tons of fuel. Mm-hmm. Let's, you know, pierce the tumor and let it spread. Huh?
Right.
No. We take no joy in it. I take no joy in eliminating threats that, in this case, have gone on way too long. There's no joy in that because people get hurt, some of whom, or killed, some of whom were not really the moving parties in that disease.
That's right.
However, you know, the fact that we don't celebrate it doesn't mean it doesn't have to be done. Yeah. Nobody celebrates neurosurgery like, yeah, let's go do it. No.
Right.
No, you do it reluctantly. You do it expertly. You hope for the least collateral damage, but you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about the mind game, because I do think that part of this has to be very clear at this point, because we're now almost 50 years, almost five decades into this Islamic Republic. So there were people alive in Iran before Khomeini and now Khomeini and the rest of it took over. Some of them still remember it. I have to think that they have shared with family, with friends, with kids, with grandkids. Hey, you wouldn't believe how this place used to be. We used to have stores. We used to have education. Women were in all sorts of positions of response. It was amazing. Is that enough to motivate the thought process? Maybe even coupled, I guess, with a younger generation that has figured out how to get access to internet, even though theoretically it's blocked. They've got a sense of what's going on in the West, and it's obviously not the monster show that the actual monsters in Tehran have painted.
Well, you need that. You do need the storytelling to tell people about another way of being that used to exist. You also need a charismatic leader who can, you know, harness the imagination for good of people. And listen, there but for the grace of God go we.
Yeah.
Right? How close did we come to having an administration, one could say again, that would embrace complete delusion about gender, that would suggest that people are not autonomous creatures, that the state is all powerful, that China is the model for the world in terms of how to govern and how to wield power, and perhaps we should just join them and have a one world government. How close were we?
Yeah.
Pretty darn close. One bullet away.
That's right. That's right.
Right? And you could say, well, look, God is great. The truth always wins. Yes. I believe that, but sometimes after terrible suffering, like the Dark Ages.
Yes.
And that's where Iran is right now. Can it escape that as destiny? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be likely that the cancer would spread before cured if we didn't take action or Israel had not?
Yeah.
It's very likely it would have spread. These people armed with a nuclear weapon would have used it. I believe it, 1,000%.
Yep.
I don't think it would have moderated them. I don't think they would have said, well, now we feel more powerful so we can be better listeners, better neighbors.
Yeah.
I don't think that's like giving Son of Sam, you know, more weaponry. You're like, nah, I don't think the issue with a serial killer that they don't have the proper weapon.
That's right.
It's a death cult. These are Walking Dead people, vampires who want your blood too. They want you to be the Walking Dead or dead.
Yes. Tell me, now you mentioned a charismatic leader. And are we speaking of President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, or somebody else as yet unnamed?
Well, President Trump works, I believe, for America. He motivates me. I'm with him.
Yep.
I think Netanyahu does that in Israel. Someone needs to emerge in Iran who can capture the imaginations of young people there who can reawaken their tolerance for others and their love for themselves and throw off this yoke of darkness, yeah. Uncover the greatness of people and make them not subjugated to a death cult.
Yep.
It's an amazing thing. Look, it's not a man who does it. It's a man who is, in fact, connected to incredibly powerful forces that I'll call God. Some would say the universe.
Right.
And the charisma, the ability to change other people's thinking and get them to be courageous and take chances and take to the streets,
mm-hmm.
that's immeasurable.
That's right.
We don't know where that comes from. You won't find it on an MRI or a CAT scan of someone's brain. Why won't you, by the way? You won't because it's not definable, which is beautiful. It's poetry. It's magic. It's spiritual. And that can happen there. Perhaps now.
Yeah.
Right? There's a window of opportunity where it could happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful. I am, I think, more hopeful than I have been at any time since the removal of the Shah so long ago. I think that there are plenty inside that country who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they probably have figured out. And again, this death cult that we talk about, it's so different to watch Israel, the IDF, the IAF, with precision warfare that's being prosecuted. I'm going to use the term, maybe it's crazy, but it's being prosecuted in a moral way that it is designed to get these very bad individuals, eliminate them. And Iran, so far, according to the IDF, has done nothing but kill innocent people in Israel. It's just such a 180-degree contrast.
It's 1,000% different. If there's such a thing as 1,000% difference, 100% probably does it. It's precision surgery. There's no such thing as bloodless surgery, but there's something called just bludgeoning a country because you hate it and you want all its citizens to die because you hate Israelis and Jews. That's Iran.
That's right.
Israel is saying, look, the cancer has to go, but we don't want any more bleeding than necessary. And then there'll be a period of chemotherapy of sorts where we clean up more bad cells.
Yep.
And then the rehab starts.
That's
and right. I'm not against rehab. You know, people call it, you know, nation building or this. Look, if you've got a rogue regime that could end, you know, could plunge us into World War III, it has to go. That no apology need be made. That's not overreach or thinking you're a king.
That's right.
It's nothing. That's doing the right work. It's having quijones. It's having backbone. It's having morality. How
That's
can
right.
morality lead to war? Because sometimes, sadly, it's the last resort.
That's right. That's right. Keith, as always, my friend, you are spot on. I love when you come and visit. That is Dr. Keith Abloh. Keith is with us every other week. Let me remind you to check out KeithAbloh.com, KeithAbloh.com, whether you're looking for some of the books that he has written. He's doing some great stuff with the supplements. I know we've talked about it in the past. I don't have time today, but we're going to talk about it more in the future because I continue to be a loyal customer of Keith's, a supporter of Keith's, so I appreciate him being here. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Tuesday. Yeah. All right. Quick reminder, not going to be here on Thursday. It's Heidi's birthday, and that's it. So I shan't be here Thursday. I'm giving you the heads up. Friday we'll be back, though, right? That's the plan. Tomorrow's Wednesday, so I'm just trying to help you plan ahead. The polls close, what, in about an hour or so? And I would imagine relatively soon we'll have some results coming in. Tomorrow at 7:35, I will be joining Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera to talk about those very election results. It's going to be interesting. I mean, we know who some of the folks are, right? Winsome Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares. Oh, and Abigail Spanberger. it's the LG's race and the AG's race over there on the Democrat side. And they've been staking out positions, man, where one is just trying to out-crazy the next. Which part of extreme are you going to grab? I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. A little bit closer to home, obviously. Big, important race, as far as I'm concerned, is sheriff in the city of Richmond. I am pained to have seen what's happened for the last 8 years with the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. So we'll see which way the election goes. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.